The lead of the day, the story of the day, is of course what's going on with the New York Giants. And I have had a lot of disagreements with what is going on with Pat Shurmur, with what is going on with Dave Gettleman, and really, with what has been done by John Mara over the last 5 or 6 years. I've been very, very critical of the way the Giants have gone about their business. I have been concerned about the way the Giants have gone about their business. They made another move on Monday that I, quite frankly, would not have made. But I'm not the least bit surprised. The Giants had to fire Pat Shurmur. Let's call it like it is. Pat Shurmur's record speaks for itself. Pat Shurmur's in-game job performance speaks for itself. Guy was a solid offensive coordinator. He has proven in two different stops along the way, he's a lousy head coach. When you have a record that is as ugly as Pat Shurmur's, when you are 19-46 as an NFL head coach, among coaches with at least 65 games of experience, the only coach with a worse record, David Shula, with a 19-52 mark. That tells you something. I understand the Giants did not exactly have the most loaded roster in the world. But you can't sit there and tell me that the Giants were a well-coached team. I don't think we will hear from many. In fact, when I did the midday earlier today, I didn't hear from a soul complaining about the fact that Pat Shurmur was not going to be retained. The issue I have with the Giants is simply the fact of making the change within the head coaching ranks and not cleaning house across the board. It is this partnership or lack thereof that I hate when you look at an NFL team. I like my GM and my head coach, when, if possible, to be on the same page, to be working side by side. And oh, yes, to be dealing with the exact same timetable for how long you're going to be in place. That, to me, was the ideal move if you were John Mara. Clean house across the board. They decided not to do that. And the reason I'm not shocked is because of what happened last year in the draft. If the Giants did not hit on Daniel Jones as a guy that has promise, upside, and a whole lot of potential at the quarterback position, I don't know if we're having this conversation. I think Gettleman finding Daniel Jones, drafting pretty well, I'll give him credit for that. He's done a decent enough job of drafting over the last 2 years. He has. But when I talk about free agency, whiffs. When I talk about how you handle the trade market, failures. And the biggest failure for Dave Gettleman in his 2 years of running the New York Giants, what exactly has been the vision for your franchise? Because you've been riding a roller coaster, basically, of trying to figure out, okay, are the Giants trying to win? Are the Giants trying to rebuild? Where exactly is this franchise headed? John Mara nailed it in his press conference, meeting with the media on Monday. The idea that the gut feel he had was that, you know what? I don't think we're winning big with Pat Shurmur. I think this was a change that, quite frankly, I really needed to make. He's right about that. That gut feel is the right gut feel. Because there's not a Giant fan on the planet that can tell me, you know what? In 2 years, let me tell you something, JJ. We would have been big winners with this guy as our head coach. Nobody in their right mind could say that. No way, no how. You don't honestly believe that. I don't. You don't. Now I ask you that exact same question about Dave Gettleman. Gut feel as a Giant fan. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that this man is going to be the guy to get the Giant franchise back on track? Because right now, I got to admit, I have serious doubts. He failed miserably in hiring his first head coach. Pat Shurmur was his guy. He lasted 2 years. That two lousy, miserable records. Hiring the right head coach could go a long way in making Dave Gettleman look a lot smarter. Coaching and the ability to coach up players, teach players, lead men, garner results is something that you need to have in the National Football League. So as the Giants now move forward, we all know Dave Gettleman not going anywhere. John Mara basically said he'll be involved in the coaching search. It won't be make or break, at least for 2020, that whoever may be coming in here is going to have more say when it comes to personnel and roster decisions than Gettleman. That's not going to be the case. But you get a darn good head coach, could help matters. You can't bring in another Pat Shurmur. Now as the Giants start to look at coaching candidates, looks like Ron Rivera, not there to be had, on his way to the Washington Redskins. And the Redskins say goodbye to Bruce Allen. They welcome in a guy who I thought was going to be highly sought after. All in all, a good hire. So forget about that partnership of Gettleman and Rivera that maybe some of you envisioned from their days with the Carolina Panthers. That's out. So where do I want the Giants to go? It's very simple. It is the name that you heard throughout the course of the day here on this radio station. He is the guy that basically everybody has a link to as far as being the front runner for the job. Yes, I am fully in the camp, and I am a firm supporter of Matt Rhule being the next head coach of the New York Giants. The reason I like Matt Rhule, a couple of different reasons. Number one, the guy is a proven winner. He is a winning head coach, maybe not in the NFL. Went to Temple and won. He's gone to Baylor, a situation that was brutal after Art Briles. And now Baylor is right on the cusp of being in the college football playoff. They're playing in major bowl games. He has gotten the most out of that program and then some. I like that. I like the idea of bringing in somebody who obviously comes across as a leader of men. That matters. A teacher. That matters. And then for those of you who are wondering, well, he's a college coach. How exactly will that translate in the NFL? Matt Rhule has ties to this New York Giant organization, working on Tom Coughlin's staff, having some sort of relationship with Dave Gettleman. Now, we know this about Matt Rhule. Last year, he could have had the New York Jets job. He wanted to hire his own staff. The Jets were not willing to do so. He decided to stay at Baylor. The Giants are going to have to be willing to let Matt Rhule come in and give this stale, old, out-of-touch organization this sort of youthful jumpstart that I think they desperately need. I think a guy like Matt Rhule could be a real good thing as far as a trickle-down effect for the rest of the Giants. I love everything about that hire. I think he's ready to be an NFL head coach. I think he has maximized what he could do at Baylor. I mean, what more can you do at Baylor? Get him in a college football playoff? Be a sacrificial lamb taking on an LSU or a Clemson? He's not winning a national title at Baylor. This is the perfect time to make that jump. I, for one, feel a little bit better about Gettleman staying. Even though I don't like it, even though it's not the move I would make, if indeed they get the coaching hire right. Yes, the Giants need to be more progressive as a franchise. That's absolutely true. Yes, they have not been modernized and analytically driven nearly enough. You want to blame Gettleman? You want to blame the scouting department? You want to blame some of the head coaches? Do what you like. That's got to change. That ability to adapt in the NFL is an absolute must. Monday was not the least bit surprising, finding out that your head coach was going to be fired. It was the worst kept secret in the world. The odds, I thought, were in the favor of Dave Gettleman retaining his job. Right now, he has a rotten reputation around town. He's got the opportunity to change that. Pat Shermer does not. Die has been cast. Ship has sailed. He'll go down as one of the worst coaches in the history of the Giant franchise. Over 2 years, no playoffs, those records, nothing to be proud of. Now we'll see how Dave Gettleman somehow, some way, changes the perception for the better or only adds on to what has been 2 years full of questions, 2 years full of debate, and under his tenure for 2 years, a whole lot of losing. I know GMs, it takes time. He's going to get that time, at least for another year. It starts with getting the head coaching hire right. He's going to get a chance to make another one. Giants can't screw this up. To me, it's really very, very simple. Because you are keeping Dave Gettleman, rules out Mike McCarthy. It's going to rule out a guy like Lincoln Riley. He's not coming here. Matt Rhule is the candidate. He is the best choice that is out there for the New York Giants. They must find a way to get it done.